Good afternoon. I'm Erin McGrady with the KUAC Newsminer Update. The University of Alaska Fairbanks has revived its philosophy degree program through a collaboration with the University of Alaska Anchorage. A victim of funding cuts, UAF's philosophy bachelor's degree program had been suspended and on track for elimination after existing majors graduated. UAF College of Liberal Arts Dean Todd Sherman says UAF recently resumed accepting new philosophy majors in a program which incorporates classes taught at UAF and UAA.
We are able to share classes taught via distance across campuses, UAA and UAF, to make available some of the specialties that their faculty have to offer, as well as we can offer their students what our faculty's emphasis and specialties are. So philosophy here at UAF is, again, an opportunity for our students.
Sherman says under suspension, UAF's philosophy program had shrunk from over 40 majors to fewer than two dozen, but enrollment is already rebounding.
We have just recently signed up another 10 or 12 students in our philosophy bachelor's program.
Sherman cites the collaboration with UAA as a positive outcome of the budget-driven downsizing and restructuring happening across the UA system.
There are some challenges across any system. They did things slightly different than us, and we were able to mesh our programs together. It's something we've been working for, and I really want to thank our philosophy faculty who made this happen.
That currently consists of only two professors, but Sherman says staffing could increase if UAF's restructured philosophy program continues to show enrollment growth. A Fairbanks man was killed in a motorcycle crash. Alaska State Troopers report that 38-year-old Alexander Holder went off the Old Steeves Highway near the Goldstream Road intersection around 11:30 last night. Troopers say the person who reported the crash said Holder was going fast, lost control, went off the road into trees, and was ejected from the motorcycle into a creek. Steeves Volunteer Fire Department EMS responded, but life-saving measures failed, and Holder was pronounced dead just after midnight this morning. Troopers say Holder's family has been notified and his body sent to the state medical examiner for autopsy. For more on today's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or kuac.org. I'm Erin McGrady.